Has everybody had a chance to review these minutes? Any comment? Somebody want to make a motion to approve them?
Sure.
Is there a second? Any discussion? Do you want to call the roll, please, Jessica?
I'll do the roll. Sorry.
Okay.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yes.
Mr. Plavach?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Ms. Price?
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker?
Yes.
And Chairman Martin?
Yes. All right. The next matter on the agenda is a zoning variation request for the property at 633 William Street. So we'd ask everyone who intends to address the board tonight to please stand and so you get sworn in.
Thank you. So if you would raise your right hand. To those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matter before the Zoning Board of Appeals? If so, please say, I do. Thank you.
All right, so we'd ask the applicant to please step up to the podium and present your petition.
Hi, everybody. My name is Tyler Lampke. Tina Lampke is right there, and our kids, Owen and Nora. We moved to River Forest to our house at 633 William Street in 2019, about 6 years ago. So just a quick summary, what are we requesting? We've been living in our house for 6 years, and since we moved in, have had kids grow up and get a little bit older and have experienced interesting, as they progress through, their activities and some of the fun things that they do. One of the things that we've kind of discovered about our house, unfortunately, and we didn't quite know it when we bought it, was all the various, zoning requirements that come with it. One of the things about our property generally is it's a small lot. So our whole block, if you're familiar with the William Street, Clinton Street block, mm-hmm. right there, 700, 600 block, that is all, or sorry, 600, 500 block. Those are all 147 foot deep lots, which are very short. Most lots in the in River Forest are 170 feet or greater. Also, we don't have an alley. Obviously, there's a lot of alleys that go throughout the neighborhoods. We are also on a corner, which means we have specifically even more restrictions on what happens to that property in terms of side yard setbacks, and that's what it's actually called secondary front yard setback, and that's what I'm here to talk to you about today. But one of the main things is really what we're asking the commission here to do is to review a reduction of secondary front yard setback, which would allow us to literally pick up our existing garage and move it 17 feet closer to the street. So what that does is instead of having a driveway in the front, we are now going to have a larger play area in the back. Why are we doing this? Primarily, it's number one issue is safety for us. We've gone through I can't even tell you how many iterations my wife and I have looked at this with various architects trying to fit a garage elsewhere on the property. We've discussed with our neighbors, got solicited feedback, and we feel like this is the least impactful way to have what we're looking to accomplish here. So, what we're going to end up having is essentially the driveway that's currently there in front would essentially become a play area in the back. And part of the reason is our kids right there on William Street and Oak Street, they end up playing in that garage driveway area. Unfortunately, that's a pretty big thoroughfare for cars. And we found, particularly as our kids have gotten into basketball and other sports, the ball ends up rolling into the street quite frequently, and it is unfortunately a recipe for concern for our kids. So we wouldn't just do this because we like to. Obviously, this is a function of something we feel is necessary for us to, you know, happily enjoy our property. One problem we also have, just again, as you probably noticed from the property itself, you know, we have a very long, narrow house. We have a side yard, but there's obviously side yard setbacks and things like that that we have to abide by. So our backyard ends up being pretty narrow. And again, this just allows us to incorporate more into our backyard, into an enclosed area that we can, again, have more, feel more comfort and safety with our kids back there. I would also just note that this same condition of a, you know, approximately 4 foot or less setback to a garage exists in something like, I just counted it up last night, quick survey. About 18 houses have this exact same condition on Oak, Chicago, or Quick. So this is kind of all over the place. And particularly this is exists in four properties that are just about approximately a block away from my house at 632 Clinton, 632 Bonnie Bray, 630 Monroe, 631 Monroe. So those are all houses that have very similar setups, and again, is not a detriment to the community or the neighbors. We also, again, have discussed and then did receive a letter of support from our neighbor right behind us, who would be to the east, who would be, you know, to that property abuts and the garage abuts as well. Dale's here tonight. So that's pretty much it. I don't know if there's any questions that along with it, but the garage is it's existing. Essentially, we're picking it up, pouring a new foundation, and moving it forward. That's kind of as simple as that.
What are you going to do with the pad, the existing pad?
So the existing pad, we're going to essentially leave it, and that's going to be we're going to take the basketball hoop that we put up this summer and found that unfortunately it is a if the ball ends up in the street more often, it's going to turn around and go on the backside. So that's essentially it. It's not a very big, I wouldn't say, you know, again, it's only going to be about 17 feet by about 20 feet wide. So it's not like it.
What's a setback from a sidewalk?
It would be 3.5 feet.
3.5 feet, okay.
Yeah.
So one of the standards that you're required to address is that the conditions upon which the petition is based may not be applicable generally to other property within the same zoning classification. So you've just pointed out a number of properties that are similarly zoned that have the same problem. So how would you tell us that you satisfy this standard for a major variation?
I would say that ours in particular, we don't, many of the same houses, I will comment that 18 of them I did find have this same condition that are quote unquote in violation. Whether or not they were granted a zoning variation, I have no idea, or if it was just grandfathered in, I couldn't tell you that, but similar zoning. So there's 18 that exist already that have the same setup. The other one I would say is that we're unique that our property specifically where we are is 147 feet. So we are shorter than almost any other lot. There are very few lots that are as short as ours in the same vicinity. So if you were to go north on William Street, obviously the lots get much bigger. West, same way. Actually, west, they have an alley behind them. So it's a completely different condition. East, they actually have the two houses that are set up other than Dale's house. The two houses that are set up to the east of ours actually are the ones that I was referencing here that actually have this 4 foot setback, approximately 4 foot setback. I find it more often than not that in this little pocket where these end lots that don't have alleys next to them on shorter lots, that they actually the garages end up being pretty close to that property line, way more than anywhere else in the entire river forest. So that, again, I can't say I have any official survey on that, but that was just something last night that I thought would be helpful for everybody to know that a lot of these conditions already exist. They're very similar to ours. So. I'm not sure if that satisfies the question or the answer, but
Okay. Anybody else have any questions?
That's the what everybody I think is looking at. That's the existing survey. Okay. The next one is the proposed.
All right. Jessica or council, does the creation of another pad cause any problems with lot coverage?
I don't have the lot coverage analysis, but I don't. There's no.
I did not mention.
Yeah, there's no variation needed. With regards to that.
Yeah, I would just say it's actually the same amount of concrete. So all we're doing is literally moving the garage to where the driveway is now, which is concrete. And then the area where it's currently concrete underneath the garage is staying concrete.
If you want to, you got to get up there and.
It's a.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions? All right, thank you. We'll give you a chance to talk again. All right, so you want to call this gentleman?
Brian Curtis, if you want to approach?
Hi, my name is Brian Curtis. My wife and I live at 629. The street, and I mainly just had a question. Which I'm not sure if that's appropriate to address that procedurally here. But I mainly wanted to know how drainage is going to work on the old pad, because I've noticed from the package that you're going to paint over the old pad. And at our house, in the northeast corner of our yard, we have a pretty significant water issue. Because all the water from the neighbor's properties, from three properties, drains right to that northeast corner, okay. Which I don't necessarily consider to be an issue depending on how the drainage is going to be handled. Like if it's all going to be routed right to the fence line, then that's an issue. If it's going to be routed elsewhere, that's not an issue.
Okay. Okay, well, did you have anything else you want to tell us? Ask us, because we'll ask the applicant to come back and address that issue.
Yeah, just that the configuration of this property, I think the existing garage, this was designed by the previous neighbors about 10 years ago. It's actually a relatively new garage that's there. But like I said, from our standpoint, it's just a drainage issue, because we had to spend probably about $10,000 to put in a French drain in the backyard there. It's just going to be a significant issue if there's too much water going to that yard.
So we'll ask him. We'll address that, sir. Thank you for coming.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There's nobody else in the audience who's indicated that they want to speak tonight, so we'll give the applicant an opportunity to answer that question and tell us anything else that you want us to hear.
So the answer is actually going to be that. So currently it comes down in those two downspouts. So the entire garage goes in two downspouts off the back. What's actually going to happen now is that it's all going to go evenly in each direction. So you're actually going to get less water towards your house, right? So if you think about it, it's a flat slab, so the water is going to go from the east to the west to the south, all the same amount. Right now, it all hits the garage, the top of the garage, right? Same size. It goes down the two downspouts in the back towards your house. So it should actually get better, right?
So that slab is...
Yeah, it's flat right now.
All right. Anything else that you want us to consider?
Yeah.
Okay. There's anybody else in the audience want to address us? So that not being anyone else, we'll close the public portion of the hearing. and consider the application. Anybody got any comments?
I mean, I have a comment. Some of you know, I live on a corner too, and I had a variance. And when you have a smaller property line or smaller, obviously, area for your property, I think it would make sense from just a safety standpoint to move it forward so they have more of a backyard so they don't have any issues. I mean, that's just my opinion.
I agree with that. I think it's reasonable. It makes sense. You're not adding concrete, so I think it looks good to me.
Anybody else? Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the variance.
Okay.
I'll second.
So it's been moved and seconded that we recommend to the Village Board of Trustees that this petition for a variation be granted. Any discussion? All right.
Would you call the roll?
Thank you.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Palach?
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yes.
Ms. Price?
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker?
Yes.
And Chairman Martin?
Yes. So the recommendation from the zoning board to the village board will be that this variation be granted. So thank you for coming this evening. Is there anybody? We don't have anything else on the agenda. So we have a motion to dismiss.
I so move.
I'll second.
In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for coming.